Chapter 5. Where is John Smith? In the winter of 1608, the English in Jamestown were hungry again. So, John Smith went to Werowocomoco and asked Powhatan for corn. He took many beautiful glass beads with him, because the Indians loved these things. But Powhatan wanted more than beads.
"You can have corn," he said, "but you must build one of your big English houses for me, with windows of glass, and you must give me some guns."
"A house, yes," said Smith. "Tomorrow my men can bring things from Jamestown and begin to build a house for you. But guns? No. Friends do not need guns." Powhatan smiled, but he was angry, very angry.
"Yes, we are friends," he said. "Tonight you must stay here and eat with us. Tomorrow you can have your corn."
That night, Pocahontas came to John Smith. She was afraid.
"My father is angry," she said. "He wants to kill you and all your men. You must be careful."
John Smith took her hands. "What a good friend you are, Pocahontas," he said. "How can I thank you?" Pocahontas looked into his blue eyes.
"You are my king," she said quietly. "My king, now and always."
So Smith and his men carried their guns all the time, and they watched very carefully. The next morning, Opekankanu and his women came with the corn.
"There is your corn," Opekankanu said. "Now, give us your guns," he smiled. "Look behind you."
Smith looked, and 700 Indians came out of the forest with bows and arrows. "How can 10 men fight 700? In a second, John Smith had his hand in Opekankanu's hair and his gun in Opekankanu's face.
"My gun can kill you," he said angrily, "before an arrow can get to me."
He looked at Opekankanu's men. "Do you want Opekankanu to die?" he called. The Indians were afraid of John Smith. To them, he was a king, and it is not easy to kill a king. They put down their bows and arrows and went away into the forest. Opekankanu, too, was afraid. His women put the corn in Smith's boat, and Smith and his men went back down the river to Jamestown. Powhatan and Opekankanu were angry.
We don't want these Englishmen in our country,
Powhatan said.
We must kill them. Kill them all.
No, father, said Pocahontas. We must learn to be friends with the English. John Smith says...
Be quiet, Powhatan said. John Smith is our enemy. Stay away from him. Do you understand?
But you gave him to me, father. Do you remember? I loved his blue eyes then, and I love them now. I cannot stay away from him. Pocahontas did visit John Smith after that, but not very often. It wasn't easy for her. There was often fighting between the English and the Indians now, and dead men do not make friends. More ships and more men came from England, and more guns. Jamestown was now a town of 500 people. 500 hungry people. The English wanted the Indians' corn, and the Indians wanted the Englishmen's guns. One day, in October 1609, Pocahontas went to Jamestown, but she could not find John Smith.
Where is he? She asked some Englishmen.
Smith? He left Jamestown a month ago, one man said. He had a bad accident with some gunpowder. He was very ill. So he went home to England.
Ill? Pocahontas said. John Smith is ill?
Yes, the man said. It was a very bad accident, and 6 weeks on a ship. Perhaps he's dead now.
Did he leave a letter for me? Pocahontas asked. The man laughed.
A letter for you, little girl? But you can't read. Why? Is it important?
No, she said. It's not important. But of course, it was. She went away into the forest and cried for a long time. Where was John Smith? Her Englishman with blue eyes, the color of the sky.